I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraqi forces have officially reclaimed the city of Fallujah from ISIS fighters on Sunday. It's a major victory after the city was occupied by the Muslim extremists for 2.5 years. 85,000 refugees fled Fallujah, but many of them feel there's nothing left to go back home to. While Christian refugees seek safety in other countries, Floyd Brobel of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says they want to help believers who will stay and witness God's love to their broken communities.
There was a lot of talk of needing to get Christian refugees to the West and to safety, and yet, while I understand that, we have always seen that if the Christian community leaves in the Middle East, then it's an even more hopeless situation. And so there needs to be, you know, a strong Christian presence that remains. And we see our role then is to come alongside and strengthen what remains.
And not too long ago, a new and unique emoji Bible app was released. Since then, some people have called this app an illegitimate source for God's Word. Carl Muller with Biblica says,
sometimes in our desire to be relevant, we miss the fact that God has chosen to give us his salvation message and his life message in the form of words. And that's why Bible translation is such an important work. It's a very important task that we get that right. And emojis, for all their, you know, curious and fun connotations, don't convey the specificity that's necessary in making the Bible come alive and its message transcend our daily reality.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.